Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz as we count down to Game 3. First pitch, 9:08. You can hear it here on WIP or the free Odyssey app. Do or die for the Phillies.
Do or die!
They're going to do. They're going to do. If there are two options, do or die, I prefer they do. The top 5 of 5 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So, yeah, sometimes you have to throw the sports gods off, you know, and pretend like there's no hope.
Oh, okay. That's the angle here. Okay.
So I have for you the five better chances of happening, five things that have better chances of happening than the Phillies winning the series.
Okay.
All right. Starting at number five is Herb in the Northeast makes a good sports point. We're still waiting for it.
Yep.
He talks with such like seniority about the obvious.
He gets mad if you question any of his thoughts sports.
He likes to let us know that hundreds of people, dozens of the hundreds, millions, whatever, are listening for his salient sports points. And it really is, keep your head on the ball. Move the runners over. It's like elementary school.
Today was, you have to make yourself feel good and then play tomorrow.
That's right.
Or something.
Right. Well, we're still trying to figure out what that means.
Yeah, I don't know.
I always rub my stick.
Number four, better chance of happening than the Phillies winning this series. And if this wasn't evident at around 350, then I don't know what is. Never giving in on Jalen. Like, you want to talk about I'll die on a hill? I just 10 toes down. You don't have to worry about me changing sides. I'll give in like if he turns out to actually be great. But, you know, as it currently stands, don't see it happening.
Well, it's not a bad strategy because even if you got off that hill now, nobody is allowing you off of it.
You don't want me on your hill.
Yeah.
No
one's allowing you off of it.
Uh-uh.
So.
Yeah.
Did you say there's a better chance of. Oh, so you're saying that it's a better chance the Phillies win the series than you coming off that hill?
No.
Did I hear that right?
He is saying the Phillies are such a long shot, there's a better chance of Jack.
Giving in on Jalen.
Giving in on Jalen.
We know that's never happened.
Never happening. Okay. You don't want me on that side.
You. No. No one is allowing you on that
10 years after he retires, that's when I'll start giving
You'll appreciate
in. Yeah. And the Eagles are going through like four quarterbacks in 6 years. That's when I'll say, you know what?
Maybe when they retire his number.
Yeah, Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame bust.
Yeah.
You know, the way he's getting the yellow jacket. Can't wait for his Hall of Fame speech. Be well over under a minute. Just kidding. All right. The third thing that has a better chance of happening than the Phillies winning the series, and this one got tight as well. I thought we were going to have another moment, but the better chance of happening is Baldy saying good point to something Spike says.
He did acknowledge me, though. He said, yeah, Spike. Da, da, da.
Yeah. But it's never like, nah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, no.
Especially because sometimes you start going like, you know, they start running zone there in the second half, and they start dropping the linebacker into coverage. And you know that ball is sitting there like getting red in the face.
You got kind of technical with him, and I don't know if he appreciates that.
I want him to explain how we can beat this very simple thing that two straight teams did and flummoxed our offense.
Right.
This very normal thing.
Yeah, it's a question you would ask an expert.
He's supposed to be an expert.
is an expert.
Yes. Is an expert.
He is an expert.
That wasn't on purpose.
Shot.
It was not. No.
Cut that audio and send it to him. Say, do you need some motivation for next week, Bobby?
No.
I'm just kidding. All right. Second, the better chance of happening than the Phillies winning this series is this show just nailing a pop culture reference on the first try.
Never.
We can get there with Google.
Yes.
You know, like, but just straight out coming out, like, what was the movie? Oh, it was this.
Yeah.
And even when we say it with confidence, always wrong.
I've been wrong so much, I second guess anything I say.
There's no point in even coming out with any confidence on anything pop culture wise.
Yeah.
The lock of the century is always when Ike is super sure about what the movie or the person is. He says it, and it's always 6 minutes later, he'll go, in the middle of something else, he'll go, oh, I got to correct something.
Yep.
That actually.
Well, I don't want people to think I didn't. Yeah. I had to go do some self checking. I'm like, oh, that was wrong.
Yeah.
But it's the confidence.
Yeah.
It's the confidence. But number one, better chance of.
Number one? I'm number one? Oh, no.
Better chance of happening than the Phil's winning this series is. Me and Ike noticed this in the lunchroom. But there's a better chance despite giving up his Yankees fandom. Then the Phillies come in. I mean, did you see the glee?
Oh, goodness,
Judge.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see the Judge?
I'm not a Judge guy.
That's not what we saw. What me and Ike saw was, Judge.
I saw proud. I saw it was like a proud dad, man.
I'm not a Judge guy. I'm a Stanton guy. I was a Rizzo guy. I am not a Judge guy.
I'm just saying, I noticed the change in your voice. It caused me to look up like, wow.
Yeah, I haven't heard that excited in years.
I'm excited about the Eagles or the Phillies.
You could ask anyone at WFAN. I was not a Judge guy. My point.
You're not a Judge guy.
What are you're a Yankees guy. I know. I sniffed that up. A rat. We got a rat. We got a mole. Oh, Judge. You see how he turned on the fastball 108? How'd he do that? Oh, he's so good.
Meanwhile,
he's the best player in baseball.
Your guy's deteriorating right in front of our eyes.
Here we go.
You're throwing a parade for a walk and a single.
I did turn
Mr.
you.
Mr. MVP Kyle Schwarber, I could give a more competitive at bat than that guy. Meanwhile, Judge is hitting the ball 800 feet and saving his team and winning in game three when they're down 2-0.
I well aware.
Maybe one of those guys could have a moment like Judge had last night. He crushed that ball. I'm sorry, man.
I always rub my stick.
Yeah.
Chisholm hit a home run too.
Yeah, that was tough. I was so happy when he was yawning in the third.
Yeah.
When they hit one 700 feet.
And then we got Schlittler. They got Schlittler going.
That's right.
Yeah. Not we.
Nah, that was on purpose. I'm allowed to have an American League team.
Yep.
You are. The Red Sox are my American League team.
Yeah. I got the Reds.
Central team.
Yeah. Nice, got another National League team.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. But seriously, did you see that home run, though?
No, I know.
I don't know how he hit that.
I don't know how he hit it.
Yeah.
100 miles an hour on your hand to be able to turn it around like that's insane. So.
No problem with his wrist.
Yeah. No. Well, listen.
No, he's got an elbow problem.
You
got
to pray for Bryce.
Yeah. Pray for Bryce. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. I'm just filling in the Angelo Yankee slot. Angelo last...
That's true.
Yeah. No, but you're not Angelo. You don't have a Yankees credit card or whatever.
No, I do not.
And he went to game one wearing Yankee stuff.
Yeah,
like, no. You would never do that.
No.
You actually like the Phillies. That's more, the Yankees thing's more of a bit with me.
I think I do. If the Phillies played the Yankees in the World Series, it would be no question who I would be rooting.
Of course not. You went up there.
Ike, with that face.
I know. We see him in there.
Yeah.
I know.
It's in his blood.
But it's not. He went up there with no intention of being a Yankees fan, then he leaned in too hard on the bit.
Yes, and now it actually happened.
He can't get himself out.
Yeah.
Now he's walking in here like, did you guys see Judge? You see Judge?
See how he turned on that?
I know.
You know, the moment was actually when I first went to the WFAN is the flagship station of the Yankees. And the first time I went up into the booth at Yankee Stadium, and I looked around and I said, wow,
it's pretty cool.
I mean, this is the winningest franchise in sports.
Right.
Yeah.
You saw all the history of baseball pretty much in that stadium.
And they let me up here? Babe Ruth? And, right. 215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, brother?
What up, Rios?
What's up, gentlemen? All we're talking about today is it's pretty much do or die with the team, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, look, let me just talk about a couple of things, man. Like, we talked about booze. And I want to bring this up again, but we talked about booze. And the thing about booze is the guys you want on your team is the guys who are turned on by the booze. If you're worried about it.
Yeah.
It's the guy, and I say that like this, true story, whatever. When I played sports, my sports was football and boxing. When I did that, I've been in situations I've been booed because I'm a character. I act up. I just like nasty stuff. I love to get booed. And there's certain people who love to get booed. Of course, Kobe Bryant, man, I could look at him all day. Oh, my God. It's a turn on. So at the end of the day, you got guys who's worried about – you want guys on your team that loves to be booed, man. At the end of the day, if you ain't doing what you're supposed to do and you at home, you get booed, cool. Let it turn you on, man. And then we talk about Bryce Harper's wrist. Are we really going in? Let me just say this. Since we're going
just pray for him.
Kobe Bryant, you know what I mean? Kobe Bryant walked off – Achilles tendon rupture. Walked off.
Yeah, but then he didn't play again. Like, what do we? I mean,
shot two free throws,
and then what?
His finger, broken finger, or anything. Still played. Ain't talking about or worry about nothing. As he got older, you find ways with your by working hard to play in different ways. If you're diminishing, so for him, he got to find ways to get the back to the freaking ball, man. You know what I mean? So we ain't going to even talk about that. Like, I don't even want to make it sound like, oh, he ain't hit a home run, whatever. Get the bat to the ball and do what you're supposed to do and stop leaving your soldiers hanging. The back end. You leaving them hanging. How they going to look at you like this bull? He the leader. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because they looking better than you, so they should outshine the master. Huh? 48 laws of power. They should outshine the master. Hey, Bryce, let me tell you something, man. Ain't no damn next year, bro. Because next year, you're unk, bro. Hey, this team is going to be totally changed. And at the end of the day, you ain't going to be the best player on the team. Ain't no next year. You say all the good things. People love you because you say the right freaking things. You pander to Philadelphia. I never believed you. The way you talk about Philadelphia, I never believed you, but I know you're a great player, man. You know what I mean? I never believed all that stuff because you just show it. Iverson, Dawkins, they showed it, and they epitomized our fight of Philadelphia by giving blood. They didn't win the championship, but you know what? They gave up blood by epitomizing all that stuff, no matter what, and that's why they're remembered. You know what? Nick Foles will always be remembered. He won the freaking Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Nobody wins number two. Nobody remembers number two. Mm-mm. Number two. If you're even number two, you keep losing. Bryce Harper, this and that. Man, ain't nothing but either giving blood, no matter what, every night, or chips. Obviously, you don't give your all, and you don't give blood every night. And I'm pointing the finger at you. Not no Rob Thompson. You on the field and ain't doing crap and leaving your men behind. I don't even know how you can even look at yourself right now. And you talking on TV, worried about pictures or saying anything. Worried about you. Bryce Harper 3. What you going to wear? Los Angeles Dodgers colors today? What you going to do that? I hope you're listening, man. Because at the end of the day, you didn't even give blood, bro. You didn't even give blood. But people love you because you say stuff nice. Nah, man, I ain't even with that sucker stuff, man. I ain't even with that. Give some blood, then maybe you'll have Allen Iverson, what they about to do with Prime, and talk about him, huh? Every night, you, what you do? Man, you ain't doing jack. And I want to use other language, but it is what it is, man. Look, let me tell you something, bro. Let me tell you something. Don't come out. Don't come out today without this win. Don't come out giving your all. This is your legacy. Because ain't no damn freaking next year, man. Ain't no time for, ain't no time for speech. Because you know what? I believe y'all gonna win today. But what you gonna do, guy? What you gonna do? Oh, your guy's gonna carry you. Oh, the back end's gonna carry you. Man, you a nut. Peace.
Jeez. I mean, he didn't even say anything about the wrist. Jack did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the midst of that.
Yeah.
Shout out to AI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
6 months sober.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, shout out to Bubba Chuck, man.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
And he's releasing his memoir?
Oh, the documentary.
The documentary. Is that what it is, a documentary?
Yeah, well, it's a docu-series.
I thought it was a book. Oh,
it's a docu-series. Yes.
Oh, we got a lot of Philadelphia stuff going on.
Yeah. Right.
Is that a Netflix thing?
It is Prime.
Okay, Prime.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to check that out.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Mike in Brooklyn, you're on WIP.
Mike, Spike, and Fritz, it's an honor. How you guys doing?
What's up, Mike? You're in Brooklyn, New York, right?
Yeah, Brooklyn.
Okay.
Like real Brooklyn. Yeah.
Is there another Brooklyn?
I don't know. Yeah. You never know sometimes.
Yeah.
You saw, I looked at you like, is there another Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Well, there's a Dallas, PA. So
there is?
Yeah. I wish there was another Brooklyn, and I was in it. But, yeah. So once upon a time, you gave me some great advice. I was just a wet behind the ears young kid at WIP as an intern, and you gave me some great advice, and I'm so sorry that I didn't take it.
Oh, me or Spike?
Spike.
Oh, Spike.
Wow, what was the advice?
You remember what that was?
No.
It was, please don't contact me again.
Nice!
No.
Yeah, sorry.
Hell yeah.
That can't be true.
I'm sure 100, I can see it right now.
No, I am nobody tries to help out the young guys more than me. What was the context of this?
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, okay. He told me to keep my phone away when I was walking to work, but I didn't listen to that either. So,
okay. Yeah, all right.
Throwing pearls to swine on that one.
I mean, he sent one kid to Fargo.
That kid, and he got a full-time job.
In Fargo?
It wasn't Fargo, but it was near Fargo. Look, the kid said he had an option of a full-time job doing play-by-play in sports radio in, you know, in the middle of nowhere, or he could be a part-time producer here. And I said, the guys here aren't going anywhere. If you want to be a host, you should go somewhere else and be a host. Hone your craft. And that's what he did. Yeah.
It's like that.
Well,
all right.
You know, it is what it is. So,
so I know what's going on with the Eagles, and everyone needs to just chill.
Okay.
It's not as bad as it seems.
All right. Just be patient. Yep.
I just keep listening every single day to WIP, and everybody's like talking around this, and nobody's just flat out saying it. This is a trauma response for 2023. That's all this is. Everybody's seeing the same exact story. Trauma is all about narratives. And this is right now conforming to the Brian Johnson narrative. It's not going to stay that way because we know that every year is different. There's too much that changes from year to year. And even with the same people, things are different from year to year. So it's got no choice but to be different. But for right now, because we have a limited sample size, it kind of looks that way and it feels that way. And we're just sitting here looking at this as a repeat of 2023. And we just need to step back and say, look, all we need to do is wait for one thing to happen that breaks the narrative that wouldn't happen in that this week, because we're going to get our stuff together and we're going to beat the crap out of the Giants. And we're going to go into the bye. What is it? 6-1?
It would be, there are 8 games before the bye. So we play the Giants twice and the Vikings once before the bye.
Yeah. So we're going to go in. So, I don't know.
All right, Mike.
Makes me nervous.
So it's very easy to say that it's not 2023 because it legitimately isn't 2023. But to put that aside, you said limited sample size. It's almost a third of the season. After they play Thursday.
We're looking at about 5 games.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. It's a third of the season. So it's the whole NFL season is a limited sample size in that respect. But in that limited sample size, they have, from a yardage perspective, they're 30th out of 32 teams in the NFL right now. The following teams have scored as many or more points than the Eagles. The Bills, the Patriots, the Ravens, the Colts, the Jaguars, the Broncos, the Chiefs, the Commanders, the Cowboys, the Lions, the Bucks, the Vikings are 2 points behind, the Seahawks, and the Rams. So with that limited sample size, the running back in the limited sample size is rushing for 3.3 yards a carry, and the quarterback honestly has looked worse over the last couple of weeks than he has in a very long time. So all of the things are true. It's only been 5 games, but here's what I would like you to do. Point to one thing in the offense that looks like it is functioning well to give me optimism that everything else is going to line up.
Sure. I think Jalen is playing worlds better than he was in 2023, and I don't think it can be argued.
Oh, really. No, he's not. Mike, he went an entire half without completing a pass in a game 2 games ago. In the last game, after they scored the touchdown with Saquon, they didn't have a meaningful drive afterwards. Like he's 30th in sack rate in the NFL for a second consecutive year. 30th. 30th.
Bad back coming off of surgery and a dude on one leg.
Watch the Denver game. Watch the Denver game. There's a couple of spots where they blow it, but mostly it was just him holding the ball forever. Both wide receivers are pissed off at him. Like this,
sure.
Jalen Hurts is not playing well this year.
Elliott. I'm gonna tell you, I agree, but okay. I don't agree actually. And I'll just say that all these things are true. What you're saying in a vacuum, but they have to be true in relation to one another for them to be the same.
I gave you in relation to the rest of the NFL. They have
in relation to their other to the full scope of a full season. Is what I'm saying.
But so all we have is 5 games. You have not pointed to one thing other than it being only 5 games that gives us reason to believe that they will be better.
Sure. So I saw a lot of things in the past game, this past game against Denver, that really were encouraging to me. I really did. I saw us challenging guys downfield. I saw a lot of near misses. I saw stuff called back by like ticky-tack penalties that were great execution on aggressive downfield passing against a good defense with like great corners. I saw a lot of that stuff last week, and I don't think this team
Mike,
had
they
that
scored
in 2023.
17 points. They did not have a meaningful drive in the second half. And I urge you, they hit a couple of big plays. I urge you to go watch the game again. I don't know if you have it on DVR or something. I urge you to go watch the game again. I urge you to go watch the game again.
All right. I'll give it a second look. Just
spin the block.
I said,
you right now, it's just when you have a bad day and everything seems to be going that way the next day, just wait till after lunch and you'll have at least one thing that's different.
Last thing, Mike, I've been told to be patient Mike Mayock called. He said it's too early. At what point, when the offensive line isn't playing well, when the running back, when there's no running game, when there's no passing game, at what point this year, when we have the same personnel as last year and the same head coach and the offensive coordinator who has been here for 5 years, at what point isn't it early anymore? At what point?
And when we play some bad teams. I mean, that's the reality of the NFL. Our strength of schedule is astronomical.
Hold on. The Cowboys are 2-2. The Chiefs are 2-3. The Broncos are 3-2. So, like, and the Rams are 3-2. Coming into the season, that's not some, like, murderer's row. By the way, the Chiefs, who we all acknowledge do not have a good offense or enough weapons this year, have scored the same number of points as the Eagles.
Right, but they have a better quarterback, and I don't think anybody would argue that.
Yes.
And a better offensive mind behind the offense. So that's an equalizer there.
Yes, but that's context. This team that you think is going to get better is going to do it with the same quarterback and the same offensive mind you're talking about. Like,
but they have other things at their disposal that those teams don't to even the playing field, is what I'm telling you. And
okay.
I don't think they're going to suddenly have a great offensive coordinator this year. But I don't think this Jalen, this AJ, this Devontae, I don't think those are the same guys that played on that 2023 team, and they're not helpless. They just talked about today, Barkley ran a play last week that was from the Kellen Moore offense from last year that wasn't even in the playbook. So those guys, like, are different people. They have experience now, and it's not the same team. And just because it looks the same and it feels the same right now, I can guarantee you it's not the same. We just need more time.
I can tell you this, Mike. Saquon Barkley has never in his career rushed for fewer yards per carry than he is right now. Never in his entire career. And I appreciate the call. And coming after I imagine it'll get better. I imagine it won't be this bad.
It shouldn't get much worse.
Yeah, but here we are, the year after. We all talk about the season after that many touches. Here we are with his lowest yards per carry, does not have one explosive play. Now, his longest run this year after five games is 17 yards, and now he's dealing with a knee issue. These are all things that if you look in history, big sample size, happens to backs after that happens.
Derrick Henry going through it too, and Josh Jacobs.
Right.
These are three backs that carried the ball a lot for their teams last year.
And the injury stuff, you can point to it, but I don't know that Landon Dickerson's going to have a year where he's healthy.
Yeah, he may not be healthy all year. Never know.
Lane's in the twilight of his career. Mm-hmm. I hope it gets better, but just time, to me, time isn't a thing that says this is trending in the right way.
It's just, for him, it's we got time. So that's really is the only hope that's there, is that there's enough time.
The good thing is we have time. We'll play some worse teams.
Right.
And we're 4-1.
To your point, that's no guarantee that things are going to get better just because you have time.
No. Teams that aren't playing well five games in, sometimes 17 games in, still aren't playing well.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next.
Everybody isn't guaranteed to be better.
No, just because you have more time to work on it. Coming up next, we do have the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League update with Commissioner Buzz.
Yep.
Shut up. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.